busting, they killing each other for nothing. It's crazy, bro. It's mad.
But when I, you know what my retort would be to say to that?
Why didn't they feel that way? It's not like I don't understand, but I feel like from another point of, you know what I'm saying, from another perspective, as us as a people, if we have more respect, then we'll have the right to demand that. We'll have every right to demand
that.
And
what I say to that is, if that's the case, then why didn't their ancestors have that same respect when they came to that land and seen those Moors and they taught them about bathing? They taught them about civilization. They taught them about agriculture. They taught them how, and the next thing you know, they renamed the Moors into Indians, scalped them, and killed off their land. Once more, why didn't they have that same, like, look at these black people prospering in Africa, and instead of trying to learn from us, they enslaved us. Like, you can't give a people who was bred on violence, destruction, and conquering the forthwith of saying, hey, look, if we take care of ourselves, they'll leave us alone. I'll give you another one. 1941, Black Wall Street. We created our own taxi cab companies, our own bus companies, schools, and one bank. We were prospering without the white people. Why did it take all of 600 Ku Klux Klan to come down there and bomb it? We showed the utmost respect. Hey, we did it without y'all.
It was hate. Right.
But I guess it was
my rebuttal to that.
That's all I'm saying. Like, you can't give this. You can't.
Why stop?
I mean, but at
we build. We start to progress, and then we start to progress. But I mean, we start to progress, and then we stop. We allow those things to happen. Or it happen, you know, and we don't build from that point. We sit there and we blame. Like, I mean, you know,
and we all get to better points.
Our own infrastructure.
As people not, we are getting to a better point of disrespecting people in general. You know what I'm saying? Because so much bad happening. Like, sir, you seeing that. So you seeing growth from people. I'm starting to see people more like, how you doing? You know, speaking like more respectable, more, or at least trying that. You feel what I'm saying? Like trying to make a change for us as a people. But it's like, you got to really think about it, son. It's like, if we always striving with us, if we ain't just give up on us, we ain't had to never even worry about that. I mean, yeah, you're right. Like, it's fucked up.
Regardless. I just feel like both races like, are suffering with underlying trauma. And we need to have that conversation. We need to understand and communicate with each other and understand what we both demand as races, as communities, as whatever. We need to stop looking at races and have that actual conversation about what our traumas are and how we can build from that, because both sides are suffering from trauma. Our trauma isn't worse than the other side, and that's where I feel like, I'm not gonna say it's, you know, Black Lives Matter is over fucking bearing, but it's like, you know, every side has trauma. We have to understand the trauma that we dealt also, you know what I'm saying? And by that being done, we can kind of counteract with some of the shit that's going on, if it makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
It do, but...
It's like, no, because, I mean, I don't want to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
But it's like, the only thing is, like, if we were more ready to press up, like, you know what, look, we wrong our people. You know what I'm saying? We wrong our own selves. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly,
we should be better with that. You feel me?
We sold we wrong ourselves to them. They didn't be enslave us. If when they
because,
came,
like, we had slave catchers, bro. Our own kind. So somebody still was. Somebody still was a part of some fucked up mind state. To where, look, man, I fuck over my own people and where that came from.
We
that's what you know. What I'm saying, like, that's what kind of brought a domino effect. Like, it made a line of people that like started feeling like, well, fuck. This no matter who you are, I'll fuck over you if you got that state of mind. You know what I'm saying? Then they got good people out here that just would do for anybody, and they get caught up in that trap and end up, what, dead? Or something bad happened to them. So it's like not even just black people, just people in general, because everybody do that to their kind, but it's exposed what I saw. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? We already exposed it to animals and are supposed to be, you know what I'm saying, slaves or whatever they make you think you come from, a, you know what I'm saying? It's like, all of that is like, and then that's not even our heritage. Like you said, our heritage is more than that. Like, we did a lot more than what is put on Front Street. So as us being posted as animals and we're continuing your animalistic behavior, then what the fuck? How can anybody give us respect? That's the only reason I say that, you know? Not to step on what we are as a people, but we already step on it, bro. That's what I was saying. You know what I'm saying?
It's like we send our kids look, off
after
to,
all our people did, you know what I'm saying? Bro, after all our people did to do that, like make those businesses and make the establishment for us, what we do? We turn around and just be like, look, fuck each other in the hole. Fuck each other and them and everything. We get to that point like, oh, fuck everything. And that's not good. That's what I'm saying. Like, as a human being, period. It ain't got nothing to do with black, white, or nothing. It's just, as a human being, period, we shouldn't get to a point where it's fuck another for me to get ahead. It should be like, we should get ahead. Because we were made as people. We all people. We all trying to figure it out. We all trying to do this thing. So why not do it together instead of any feud? But where that come from? Somebody's negative mind state like and they act on it. You feel me? Somebody like, always want to be the winner. Somebody always, look, this the whole killer. You my brother, that's my brother. I love both of y'all equal. I don't have a different love for y'all. You feel me? That's the crazy part. It's like, oh look, yeah, I love you more. You know what I'm saying? That's my nigga more. No.
I love all my niggas equal. Whether
I talk to you or not. Like I say this in many of my songs, like whether I talk to you or not, I love you with the same love I started with. That's the person I am. So at the end of the day, it's like they have to have more people like that, but then they got people clout because they don't feel good. They feel like, look, I'll do whatever it is for me to get right. It don't matter if it's you or here's your family or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to retort to most of that and all of that. As far as us doing it to ourselves, even Jesus' best friend Judas turned on him.
Right.
There's always going to be somebody. So we can't really... Exactly. Look at us like, oh, we the first people to have our own people turn on us for not whatever whatever the reason is.
That's what a photo allowed us.
But my point is this, though. Right now, black people are sounding like abused wives that act like they don't know how to get out. Let me explain. Because instead of saying, this person hit me, he shouldn't be hitting me, I need to go. You rationalize it and say, well, look, you know, I did aggravate the hell out of him, and you know, I did do that, and you know, I need to look at what I do to make sure. No, this motherfucker hit you. Regardless of how, men are put here for two jobs, to protect and provide. If you slip off of either or both, you're not a man in God's eyes. So it doesn't matter what you did, or even, hey, he hit you and now you didn't punch him out, now he's blind in one eye. Right. Now you feel sorry. But right. What you feel sorry for, he hit you.
Right.
That's what start. Like, if I push you and you shoot me, how am I going to get mad if you shoot me? I can't get mad at how you retaliated to my action.
Exactly.
So that's how black people are sounding right now. We got to look at what we did and how. Don't worry about how we doing it. We've been to war before white people came to Africa. We've had traitors before white people came to Africa. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So this ain't nothing new.
Right.
What you need to do is stop doing what you doing.
Exactly.
Because you know how far Black Wall Street could have went if them Ku Klux Klan members never would have came. Dog, we had taxi cabs. Yes. But, bro, we talking about millions of dollars to the point where even the white people were taking our shit. Look it up. We cannot keep blaming ourselves for how other people acting because we reacted. You enslaved us. Ever from that moment till now, it sucks to be you if we get ahead on any type of level. You know what I'm saying? Like, you held us back and still doing it. Slavery after slavery. Jim Crow after Jim Crow. Segregation after segregation. Mass incarceration after mass incarceration. The drug trade after the drug trade. The war on drugs. The war after the war on drugs. And now we're here.
But all honestly, not to cut you off, all I hear is their system. I haven't heard of a system that we created time after time because they go through destruction just like we do. Some of their systems get destroyed and they rebuild it, no matter what it may be. It may be white hate if you look at it like that or whatever it may be, just but they rebuild.
Yeah.
Why do like, we sit there and like, cry like about something
that's
being...
That's what I'm saying.
We
that's
sit there what, and we I cry guess we all about something the same happening thing. We all instead the same thing. Of like, understanding, okay, this look, this like is what happened. We know what this is when we recognize it.
Exactly.
We know how to counteract this. This won't ever happen again.
Like
we're still going to work on this.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But instead, we sit there and we cry about things that happen. And we never make any changes toward it. And now it's years into it. You know what I'm saying? And we're like, oh, woo-dee-woop, it's y'all fault. We woo-dee-woop. Man, we've been here just as long as everyone else has. You understand what I'm saying? We had just enough time to build our infrastructure, and we still do. That's always my fucking starting and ending point. Our infrastructure is the problem because we're depending on someone else's system to survive.
Let me be honest with you.
On someone else's system.
And I'm not trying to be an apologetic for the black people. I'm just saying like this.
I know you know. I just don't
understand.
You know
like,
what we've been through to make the trauma to where you're in this corner.
But what I'm saying
that's
is
why
like,
you
to
in
answer,
this corner. But at the
to
same
answer
time,
what Dip was
we
saying, like quick though. To answer what Dip was saying, like you have. All right, if Americans fuck over any Chinese people down here, you know what I'm saying?
They gonna go see about
they that. Have a country to come back and see about
they
that.
Go see
right.
About
if they fuck over any Arab people over here, they have a country to come over here and see about,
see
that.
About that.
We don't. If they fuck over any black people, all we have is the black people in here.
No, we allow them to. We allow them to because we understand they destroyed our history and all that. It was our fault that we didn't go back and learn our history. We allowed them to tell us we started as slaves. So we didn't go back and learn our history. So we don't have a country to support us. If we go back to our mainland, they'll call us stupid. Why? Because we don't even know our knowledge. We don't know our history. We're still crying. We're still crying about a system.
That's a way to look at it too. Like how many people in their living room right now having this conversation and their skin is colored about their heritage or what they've been through because they don't look for that. They just live and they go on and they let it be and then they cry about it, right? Like just exactly like you said, we stick in this corner with the blame game, but at the same time, we still got strength, bro. We are who we are. Like you said, if you make $1 million and you spend it all, you can do that again, right?
Am I bad to cut you off? But my thing is, why give someone else so much power over our lives? If we don't like the way things are ran, why not create our own? We have all the resources. What resources do we not have? Everything is earth-given. Everything is here already. Are we lacking money?
That right there would be the only...
Money is an object that was created by someone else to control. I ain't gonna say white, black. It
but
was
look at
created
Akon.
By...
Look at Akon. Look, hey, before he made billions of dollars working with the Chinese over there in Africa and shit, and before he turned on all the lights, and now look at his money, he's actually now building Wakanda.
Yes, because he's built,
you know what I'm saying?
His resources. He finessed the system in America, took
it
back.
Like,
he built his resources. And that's what we need to do. Us as people, like, dude, we got how many black millionaires?
We don't
how
talk
many
in the,
black
we don't talk in the circle as the making our own.
How many black
establishment?
Banks do
we
have,
just ball out and buy chains and do our thing and we balling. But it's like if Tip be saying,
here's
if
the
we
thing
really
though.
Care
it's
about
a race
our people,
to be fancy
back for our people,
instead
right?
of understanding that we have things we need to build.
But I think y'all also need to understand the game. White
yeah, it
plays.
Is a game.
It's a
game. I know
check out,
there's a
check
game.
Out the chess piece. Back in the boxing days, the old 60s and 70s boxing days, Joe Louis, the champion, could be standing right next door to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you famous in that, but you right next.
Yeah.
What I got,
exactly.
You may got a little bit better,
yeah.
but you right
yeah,
here
you
with
right
me.
There.
You're in the same struggle.
Exactly. Yeah,
see,
could,
now what they
exactly
have done, they will take certain black bourgeois, you know what I'm saying, and put them in certain positions where you can say, what you mean you can't make it? Look at Barack Obama. What you mean you can't make it? Look at LeBron James. You know what I'm saying? Like, we do have a lot of billionaires, but you don't have a lot of them that have the mindset of saying, let's get my peoples
and,
together.
And where does that exactly. problem come from? Does that problem come from another race? No, that problem comes
from
home
still.
Teaching. That problem comes from not learning your history as a child. Knowing that you're put in a system to do a certain thing. All right,
so
if you make it out this motherfucker,
so
look, you know our history, so don't go up there and be no jackass. Come
so the gang
bring it
back.
Back.
So the gang
you know what I'm saying? They don't get
like
taught that. They get taught to get it and splurge.
Well, that's parents.
It basically go back to the game.
That's
right.
I bring that
the
back
blame
to parents.
Game. So now
exactly.
they
so
blame their parents. They
that's
blame
my
their parents for the way they were trained instead of
my
choosing their own path.
It's who can we blame for the shit we're going through when we're not even teaching what we should be teaching as a race.
And see,
as a human race.
And the flip side of that coin would be, like, you can make it out the hood, make millions. Hold up. You can make it out the hood, make millions, come back, and make sure your community is on Nipsey Hussle. And we all seen how that ended.
Exactly.
or you could be taught to get out the hood, right, make sure your family's good, right, and then do what you can from a distance. You know what I'm saying? LeBron James.
Excuse me, rest in peace to the, sorry for cutting you off, rest in peace to the great Nipsey Hussle, but what he did, I feel like was crazy. To be walking in your own hood and you know the hate that you have in your own section for making it, you, Nipsey was educated enough to know that people hated him. So for him to be there,
or maybe he felt how you're feeling, like, hey, he didn't just talk about it. He brought jobs and money to back to the hood.
But you don't see Steve Jobs and all them dudes doing the same thing. Do you see them walking the block and doing that, giving out jobs and walking with a click of niggas coming out? Do you see that? No.
And I ain't really want notoriety and shit like that. Just the art of war. We could learn from, like, just the whole killer. Learn from your enemy. So, look, we understand how our enemy move. We know how they cooperate in their businesses. We know how they move. That the whole killer is still using it like we need them. Look at it as, well, we could do the same. Because the whole killer is, McDonald's exists and a Burger King do too. They gonna have competition, but they gonna continue to build matter who they are. Feel what I'm saying? They race, right? McDonald's is his race. Burger King is his race. But they not gonna stop doing what they doing to build their community, to make sure they straight. So that's what make us wrong. The whole killer is the blame game. Just like you said, come back into play. We just blame instead of creating our own. Make our own.
And I always say, when people say, why did we make our own? Look at what we did. Look at what you can't ignore the enemy or you will be punched every time. You can't keep saying, if we do this, this will happen. When we did that, and because they ignored the enemy, they did that to the point where they were taking white money away. They did exactly what you said, and they ignored the enemy. You know what I'm saying? And then what happened was the enemy came in and said, whoosh, give me all of that. That's what I'm saying. Like, that
we have the same education.
That is the turn of the cheek type situation.
What don't ignore? We equip yourself for the same abilities. That's what we lacking. That this is the whole killer. Okay, we keep learning how to make our systems, but we don't learn how to secure ourselves. It's the whole killer. If they secured enough to where they can come get one of us,
because,
you know what I'm saying?
Rest in peace, my uncle Darnell. He said
we should break from that illusion.
There is an illusion of inclusion that swirls around black people's head. Yeah. For some reason, they feel like they need to be included to feel important. So, when you have the history of something like Black Wall Street that was generated millions of dollars for the black community, and that get washed away, and you see every now and again a millionaire or a fire rapper coming up, bringing his family up, look, all my family live in mansions, you want that for yourself. You don't see nobody, every time you see a black leader come up trying to, Marcus Garvey, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, nobody makes it. You know what I'm saying? So that is scary for a young black female or male to want to follow that and try to create all of that, because you know you're signing your own death certificate if you do.
Yeah.
And that's scary. You got to admit.
Yeah, that is.
And that's when you're, you have to acknowledge the enemy. So you have to either minimize or get rid of the enemy first before you talk about building this, because when we did it, we got swatted down. You can't ignore the enemy.
That's in the fault of our own. Because everything isn't loud and braggadocious. Everything shouldn't be. You doubt these men for getting smited and shit like that. Well, you doubt the situation for these men getting smited, but they were loud and braggadocious. Handle business, then become loud and braggadocious. You can't be loud and braggadocious and you're doing something. You're bringing attention to yourself. Like, why be so attention seeking? You know what I'm saying? Like,
before we did it, there was such a thing called a marquee.
We mirror ourselves as these.
What's a marquee? A marquee is a big old billboard surrounded by some of the brightest lights with some superstar white man's name on it. That was on every movie, poster. They've always been braggadocious. They didn't live in a little house that made sure everybody had some place to go. They had a big ass mansion with empty rooms for just random shit. Like, right. Baggadocious,
I know exactly,
was not only taught to us, it was credit to us and dangled in our face. Because you have the house slaves who get to enjoy some of the good shit. Damn, I wish I can get some of that good shit too. And once you get it, you want your kids to get that too, because you're a loving parent.
Because it's like, even when you breathe, it's like, I know what he's saying. It's like, even when you breathe, so where do you, what can you feel safe? Because they could do that, but you still can't do that. or your life is at risk.
That's what I'm saying. So you that never make it fucked up. I don't look at people who get big giant ass rims and da da da. Man, look.
It's just you want to be seen while doing it. Understand, Martin wanted to be seen. Malcolm wanted to be seen. These guys wanted to be seen. Now, it's fine.
I think they had everything. To be seen.
Yeah, they had to at that time. Yeah, it was very important for them,
I think
too.
They had to
understand, but it's just an example. Like, as far as the
people... Sharpton wanted to be seen.
The people we look up to that have came to a sad demise, they had to be seen. They wanted the attention. They needed the attention. You don't need the attention.
You don't need the attention to do what you... Because if that's from the heart, that's from the heart. We could build as a people as from the heart. We don't have to.
We don't have to
broadcast the fact that
we let them know our every move.
Yeah,
if we're playing chess, let's be honest. If we're playing chess, we're broadcasting every
we
fucking
don't tell
move.
Us shit.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what we felt in that. He is right, bro.
Okay, well, tell me this then. If you invade a land and that land is occupied by occupants, is your first thought to take control or eradicate the occupant, or is your first thought to build a supermarket?
My first is to build a supermarket.
And what's to stop those occupants from knocking that down, or even stopping you from building it to begin with?
To come out there with morals and standards and understanding. Not to combat.
And you're
it
giving
with the
occupants something they've never had before in their
exactly
history.
Exactly, that's why they're.
So why can you even think they're going to have it?
Adapt.
But
you gotta understand what evolution is.
Yeah, but then you gotta think about what
if no one starts
he said
the evolution, how will
look,
we
help
evolve?
Them in the beginning?
And why not continue?
Got,
and
look,
still
we helped
get
them
our
in the beginning.
Together.
It got slapped in the face. We tried to help ourselves and got killed. So I do start. I'm starting to exactly feel where he is. It's like, look, no matter what we do, if we don't figure out a way to completely defend ourselves,
exactly,
it's
exactly,
over, bro.
Now,
we can't.
Yo, if every time you have to go, they have to have a good night's sleep. You
like
have to sleep in a body of armor,
exactly, that's
because fucking
like
mosquitoes and bees and shit keep stinging you. The first thing you're gonna do is develop a way to eradicate or stop those mosquitoes, and then you're gonna live even more comfortably because you won't even need the armor.
Facts.
Right. So my point is that. As well as we need to build and come together and blahzy blahzy, we also need to figure out a way to eradicate the enemy. And I don't want nobody to think that I'm saying the enemy is white people. I'm saying the enemy is
racism.
It's white supremacy.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? That as soon as you get rid of that, or at least minimize it to a point where it's laughable, then you can be like, okay.
To a point, look.
There's nothing stopping you, bro. Why can't you?
Not to be played.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's what it is. You know what? And I don't even want to say it like this, but America gonna have to tell you that you're gonna have to bleed. We need to stop being pussy. Period. We need to understand. Look, alright, we've been done this. Man up. We try to man up for everything else. We'll do this for our kids. Look at ourselves as we are. We all we got. We what we need. So at the end of the day, for you, I'll die.
And that's an old African proverb in the 48 laws of power. They ask, would you kill yourself for $1 billion to live? And anybody that's asked that question without the actual action in front of them will automatically say yes because of their moral compass. If you're a good person, yeah, I do that shit.
Yeah.
But then once that's really in action, now you think, well, what can I lose? My family. I'm not going to see my daughter again. Damn, I wonder if I was a good person. Am I going to help? You have a lot more questions when that. And that's the same thing when you ask people
look,
to jump into this struggle
that
and try to change
comes
something.
That comes to my mind if I tell you that.
Right.
And I'm gonna tell
you
the
truth.
You
know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna be honest
what can
with
they
you.
Hold on one second.
Comes,
hold on one second.
Right.
They have a people
right.
have lives and things to lose,
yeah.
And they have work to get to where they at.
Yeah.
Whether it be honorably or dishonorably, you asking a person to give up everything
right.
to help people they've never met. That's what Martin Luther King was doing. That's what Malcolm X was doing. That's what Marcus Garvey was doing. That was Harold Tubman was doing. But because they was all together. You understood that was your brother, that was my sister. I can't call somebody like LeBron James my brother. Like,
right.
Your life ain't my life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, if somebody gave me a gun and said, hey, yo, if you don't shoot yourself right now, now all your family will be alive, and hey, they might even get a little cash. But
right.
if you don't kill yourself, LeBron James and his family died. That's a hell of a decision, and that's the same choice you put in front of people when you ask them
right.
to get into and get in front of something where they know they're gonna die. And that's why I say, that's why I think it ended that, because when the 80s came and crack and the CIA put crack in the life, you know what I'm saying?
It made it to a point where
everybody, it's all about getting money and take care of your own.
Right.
take care of your own and get money. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a select few may bring they neighborhood up, this, that, and the third, but not enough to where you're an overpowering, dominant force. Yeah, we have Oprah. Yeah, we have LeBron James. Who else? LeBron James not even a billion, but he worth 800, yeah, but that's close. But
that don't leave,
what I'm saying is
that don't leave us to blame for the way I'm thinking about it. It still leaves them to blame because they have that power, at least some.
And that's what we got
to
change. You feel what I'm saying? Whether through like, voluntary or involuntary, that's what we got to change first. That's what I all believe.
Because it's like, look, they hyped up and all that, and we love them so much, but y'all really give them that money. This the whole kill. We could stop their money flow also and make them understand that, look, y'all don't really give back to us the way y'all say.
Hey, check this out.
Y'all don't do for us the way y'all say. Y'all
this how deep it goes. Check this out, bro. Hold up. This how deep it goes. This how you know you can't really get a people to come together to come together. When Gucci did their little half a blackface shit, T.I., the king of the South, most would agree. He holds it down. Real nigga, he says, yo, don't wear or buy Gucci for 6 months. Not forever, not for a year. 6 months. You got niggas like DJ Envy, Kodak Black, man, I'm wearing my shit. You exactly. You ain't got nothing else in the closet. Exactly. So you can't even get niggas to wear an article of clothing.
That's what I'm saying.
Let alone Fox. So you got, why? Because they're scared, man.
Exactly.
I'm not going to go against the same thing that's
like
feeding my
said,
family.
We need to stop.
That's how they're thinking.
Pussy. It went back to what I said before. The scary shit is what make it look. You ain't gotta do everything to where you completely get killed, but some help from everybody will make a difference.
But you never
like
know.
The divide isn't racism. The divide.
We still
class.
Divide
but
ourselves.
But you never know.
We still
you know
should
saying?
Be.
It's always look, gonna be that.
Right, look,
but you never know what can
class.
Get you killed. I whenever y'all get home, go to Netflix and watch Kill the Messenger. It's because I don't speak just because I got lips.
Yeah,
it's about how
know.
This guy found know. Out that the CIA put crack in the ghettos of America, starting with Rick Ross or Ricky Freeway Ross. He talked about it on Vlad TV.
Right.
You know, it's called Kill the Messenger. Watch it on Netflix.
Right.
You gotta understand that there's always a game plan. And if you not, like, slavery was a game plan, and Abraham Lincoln threw a monkey wrench in that. But did he free? No. All he did was take slavery from the individual and gave it to the state. The prison system. The prison system was made in 1866.
Yeah, yeah,
when was
yeah,
when
yeah,
was
yeah,
slave
right,
free?
Right.
1865.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The slave catchers became the sheriffs and the deputies. That's why the star still said
right.
slave catchers, but it had sheriff on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's
all sheriff means, though.
You got to understand there's always a plan. You know what I'm saying? That's what the Confederates was fighting for. We don't care if you give it to the state. That means y'all getting all the money. We want all the money. You know how much they were making? They got certain families that are still now spending slavery money, man. They were
right.
making millions upon
still,
millions.
But it go right back to what you said. If we not ready to eliminate...
That's the whole point. That's what a lot of my, when I talk about race, that's what a lot of my podcast be about. It's about you have to eliminate racism and racism and white supremacy. After you do that, the world, not only white, not only Chinese and black, everybody's going to prosper. When you don't want me to prosper just because of the skin of my color or because of my culture, and you get that eradicated from it, you'll get the best of the best. You'll get great connections with people. The world will harmonize, I think, better. You know what I'm saying? I think we'll be on a level, a different
yeah.
level of species once
yeah.
that happens.
You just can't allow Black Lives Matter to turn to a supremacist movement also.
That's what I'm saying. Because
you know what I'm saying?
Then it makes
we gotta
sense.
Give what we're
this ass killer. We man. Can't become the enemy. That's what make us the, that's what make us
nah,
fucked up too.
You know what? That
you know
sound
what I'm saying?
Tight, but the reason I'm not going to accept it. Hold on. That sound tight, but the reason I'm not going to accept it is because let's take it in the art of football. If you're on first and goal, right? Are you going to tell me, hey, when you get to the touchdown, don't be fucking celebrating. I don't even know if I'm going to make it there yet, dog. You didn't even let me get to the halfway point yet.
Right.
We on the goal line. So before we start talking about us being supremacy and superior to everybody,
yeah.
let us at least get a little bit better.
Yeah.
Let us at least smell that goal line.
Yeah.
Like, all
right,
we seeing supremacy. Let's calm
right.
down a little bit.
Right.
But right now, we don't
right.
even see that.
The fact says,
you know
we
what I'm
don't
saying?
Even know what we're going to do because we have never... dealt with that. So until we dealt with that, we can't have that conversation. You better right.
Yeah, I
because
don't
we ain't never
that.
Felt that. If we can smell that,
yeah,
then yeah, we can go into that.
And it's close. Don't get me wrong. Like, you know what I'm saying? All right, I changed that analogy. We're not on first and goal because to have a first Black president, whether it be a strategic move or not, and that's a whole different podcast for a whole different story. You know what I'm saying? But whether it be a strategic move or not, it was a power boost to a lot of people. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely think there's an extremely thin line between teaching equalism, equality. I don't know if equalism is a word. Equality.
It can be.
And supremacy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, hold on, then.
We don't just think of supremacy. I mean,
we're working.
I believe we were put on this earth to do nothing but serve.
It really ain't.
Like, we're all here to serve. No matter what you're doing.
Other, everyone.
Yeah, that's
everything
it.
Here.
It won't be, because you got to realize, what do we think? That people, other races that feel the same about us, so you don't know how it may fold if you was to really take it serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, boys, like, keep me calm. Like, this the whole killer. Everybody can trip whether they want to realize or not, but the whole killer is, we on Front Street because we black. Yeah. We on Front Street because we black, but everybody's in some fucking sort of system. You got to go to work. You got to get up off of your ass and go to the job.
But let's focus on our trauma.
But it's like, the traumas that we're going through if we don't understand how to
get us right.
If we don't understand how to grow with each other, that's what I'm saying. It still go back to everything we all saying. Look, if we don't understand how to grow with each other, we can't know how to beat the enemy up. I know how to understand anybody else's issues or how they come.
We get to points where we
as a people, we need to stop saying, yo, I should have bobbed when I weave, and maybe he wouldn't have hit me. First, let's just get it like this. This white person, as a culture, they hit us.
Yeah.
They hit us hard. They hit us with slavery. Bow.
Life is experience for learning.
Then they hit us with Jim Crow. Cloud.
Exactly.
Then they hit us with, like, they kept hitting us. We're now in 2020, just now starting to see, like, exactly. Oh, we can be, because we're being more enlightened. Yeah. Enlightened.
Because the reason,
that's
the
like
reason
a chicken is, just realizing he's a chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sent here to be slaughtered.
Exactly.
We had all the time.
Exactly.
So my bad to rebuttal off of that. We had all the time. Alright, when this Jim Crow was being created. Why wasn't it?
Right. We had all the time in the world to realize we're human beings too, not what somebody tell us.
Well, that, I mean, do you know what Jim Crow was?
We just fell up under whatever law.
I don't know if you do. Jim Crow was tough.
I mean, I understand we was beat all the way down, but ain't no
way
that wasn't still
smart. Wait. You can name someone that's tough of their history, but can you name someone of our fucking culture that was tough? We had tough warriors in our community and our traditions and shit like that, but we can't name any of them. Shaka Zulu, fucking.
Yeah, Black Panthers was. They may have been teenagers, but damn it, they did the
exactly.
shit. They policed the police.
They
gave out free breakfast.
It don't come from
they
nothing,
walked
bro.
All their mothers of their community in the Bronx and Brooklyn home at night.
But did we continue that education when they were
because
so-called
the
eradicated? Did we
was,
continue that
was some
education in our
ancestral
households?
Education that made them feel like, look.
And the reason why they didn't continue it is because those teenagers, no matter how much good they did, they still were all killed.
Killed.
Not by, like, their own people, by the police. FBI. Ray, everybody put on the ground. Da, 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 da. The dude, well, I forget his name. Please excuse me, but I forget his name. But he was in the bed, butt ass. He didn't have time to get out the fucking thing. Are you going to teach that to your son?
It let us know that
yes.
we never got
no, not like the knowledge of it, but to follow in it, because now you're giving your, you have, as a parent,
you're
you have to be strong enough to
what
give
happened
your...
And the cautions of it. You're going to let, you're going to analyze the situation and understand where he went wrong, and you're going
to
give it to your son
single.
That way,
and
or your child that
game.
Way.
Nah,
you're not
cool.
going to shield it from
back
him.
To the blame game.
You're not
going to
shield it from him and tell him, no,
to
just don't do that.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
They got a system that's strong. We need to build one that's strong.
You tell him, look,
they got security that's strong. We need to build something that's strong. They got
you know what?
If we model ourselves,
if
we can model ourselves off the infrastructure,
you ever seen the Butler? This is exactly what we're talking about. Remember Lewis? He went off and he wanted to be the radical. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't want to go after he wanted to be a whole black. Mm-hmm. And his dad was the Butler.
The Butler.
You know what I'm saying? You had two lives of what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? You got one guy who worked his whole way.
Exactly.
He got the life.
So it's like it break down back to that. We always going to have somebody that just going to look at it for their death. Instead of looking at it like I could do a little bit of change,
the man was
I can't
the whole thing of the movie
like,
was
you
the
don't
man
have to
knew
put your whole life on the line. It's the whole killer. If
hold on,
white boys is into it, excuse me.
No, that's all good. I just want to get it on my head.
Go ahead.
Thing about it was though, the whole movie was about this. The Butler, he came from slavery, right? He watched his mom and dad die right in front of him. Right? He was lucky as shit to learn how to be a butler and get his money up. Now you got you a fucking house, a 3-bedroom house. Or you got enough money in the bank to go bring your kids to fucking school and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All you did was keep your head down and you was a butler. You learn how to, cause you watch, cause once your dad spoke up, first thing he did was get shot in the fucking head. This the movie. So he's seeing, once you step to the white man, you die. You put your head down, do what you gotta do, you live. He taught that to his kids. Why? Cause he wanted his kid to live. You can't blame that on a parent.
I don't.
At the same time, though, didn't take to those lessons.
In another sense, look at the mafia or the mob or any of them.
They had a level at getting outside of that and actually understanding what was what. There was reasoning to everything.
Thanks.
You feel what I'm saying?
But that was the point of the whole movie, because Lewis caught a cap. And then his other brother died or some shit like that. I may be wrong, but I know basically everybody dies on some shit. But
look at the strongest shit outside of the government, right quick.
What is that?
Look at the mob.
Okay.
The strongest shit outside of the government.
But you know why they're stronger than the government?
I know. Because they do not mind killing their ass.
Why not?
A dime for what they need for their
since
people.
Since 1917, when they got on the New York shores... Why haven't they been scared to become the mob and just kill the police and do what they want? Like, why since 1917 they've been docking on our shores? They don't give a fuck. Why have the Italians still prospered? Why?
They have enough connections.
They have a whole country of motherfuckers that's willing to not only come and take their place, but make shit shake if they have to. They took out a fucking president because the president did not keep his motherfucking promise. Oh, we get you elected, so and the very first thing you do is start arresting our crime bosses? Let me show you something then.
It should be our country.
Huh? So
It shows you.
It shows that you need not only unity, they have a whole... Italy is a real place.
Exactly.
Where fat greaseball niggas sit back. I will tell you something.
I already know. I'm understanding.
You know what I'm saying?
Serious,
it is a real place.
I know.
But you or nor I or nobody we know have those type of connections to call somebody from Africa, North or South, or the Horn of Africa and say, yo, we need at least 50 African brothers coming through this bitch
and
running through.
But where that break came from?
Slave! Okay.
Cause it's like, all right,
look, I don't think you're listening.
No, I know what you're saying, bro. But look, even if we were slaves, why would it still make it to where, all right, even cultures of our culture, they black regardless. They cultures of our culture. Why would they feel like it's screw us? We wouldn't deal with them at all. Well, where would that come from?
You know, my only question.
Unless they were taught to think that about us.
My only question would be, and like I understand the history of it, but once the slaves were freed, I mean, obviously you had to, you know, basically kill them all after they were freed. But after they were free, honestly, I don't know why everybody just didn't find as many boats as you probably can and just go back.
That's what my
1865
head.
To now, if
like,
every single fucking
saying,
black
like,
person
you know
went back.
Head, like,
I think that's the reason why. Because think about this. They didn't take every single fucking black person from Africa.
Because the fact of the matter is we were here already.
Yeah, they had at least a good million of us already here.
Yeah.
And they didn't take every single... We fought back. You got to look it up. We won a couple of wars when they came. The Horn of Africa is still a tribe area.
That's facts.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, we won, but we didn't win them all. You know what I'm saying? So my only question would be, like, niggas, why didn't y'all just go back? And secondly, nigga, why y'all ain't send some people? Maybe we ain't have enough people. I don't know what they have. Maybe they were scared.
Feel like the fear is what settled in him. Like this could go back to the fear. Dog.
I just like that's the education of the man to tell you that you were brought here.
Exactly.
That's like, dude,
tell you, like,
been here.
When the white man
of the Moors.
When the white man came to Africa, he had the Bible. We had the land. He told the slave, close your eyes and get on your knees. When he opened his eyes, the white man had the land, and we had the Bible.
No, it didn't go anything like that.
Straight up and down like 6 o'clock.
Real talk. Honestly, you know the land was one mass, bro. Like, centuries ago.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
All lands were connected. We were one mass. It was like earthquakes and shit that happened that split us apart and created the Atlantic Oceans and shit like that. On that mass, bro, they had humans, bro. They had Moors, bro. They had Caucasians. They had all that shit, bro, right? Now, when it split, certain shit went into certain regions, and that's when you get different skin tones, different hair, different shit like that, because they adapted to the climate, temperature, shit like that. All right, boom. But me saying that just basically saying this, bro, when North America split from Africa and Egypt and all that, because you can see that all of us were together. If you basically put all this shit together, you can put us all back together. When everything split, bro, we were here. We were already there. When man came, or whoever they say came, nigga, we was here already. We are the Indians. We are the natural people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, so at the end of the day,
Christopher Columbus only called them the Indians because he was looking for India, and he didn't want to lie to the queen.
Exactly. He saw Moors, he saw people of color.
Yeah, all he seen was African, a different tribe of African called Moors, and he just called them Indians. And for hundreds of years later, they're still the Indians, but whatever.
So that thought process of us being brought over here and shit like that, like this is our land. So I understand the frustration, because we feel like it's deeper than what we feel. We feel like we've been brought over really deep, and we feel like we've been tricked out of our own shit.
You understand what I'm saying? Because look, you've been tricked out of who you is completely. They just made y'all think they got a different type of niggas.
But that's what we have to
understand. I don't even want to say niggas. Black people. You just black people. They don't look. You're not African. You're not Indian.
That's labels.
All us black. It's just like they split that apart. Now you think that
they created.
Others got bougie content in their heads. Some got rationalized murder in their head. Not rationalized murder. And some got just we live in the gutter and now we blame ourselves, blame everything, blame gang. And that's what we are.
Well, it was just shit that was fucking created. They still sister money.
So at the end of the day, you're right, because it still was under some type of mind system. Even if they didn't do us anything, they still
them trying to fund
mentally destroyed us as to where we even think about each other or anything. So that's how you get ghettos and projects. Because like, all right, cram all these people, they're gonna get upset. Anything happen, whatever we'll do, they're gonna kill each other off. And basically, the main thing probably was just for mass effect murder. Just get rid of all of us on our own.
We gotta get out of that. What they gave us and what they did for us. What did we do for us?
We did a lot.
Let's do. What did we do for us? What they gave us. What they gave us. Let's create.
I mean, if you look it up,
ourselves, what have we given
all
ourselves?
All our population was created by us.
We've given ourselves nothing.
Look at
trauma.
But if you look into the books and all
that,
we create something.
It's just that'll combat that fucked up shit. That's why the Black Panthers came out, because the system was created to combat that shit. That's why Black Wall Street and all that shit was set up, because there were systems that were built to create that shit. We modeled our systems off of theirs and we created shit. And I mean, we see what happens in history. You know what I'm saying? When certain shit gets created, it gets overpowered. We got overpowered. We didn't have enough strength. But when we do get enough strength, we never come back to it. Like, yo, let's get back on. What's on, yo? It's like, nah, nigga, they fucked over our first shit. I don't fuck with that anymore. You know what I'm saying? We spook out. Instead of going not back to the original plan, like, but a more improved
Well, why do people, like, when they go to jail, that was a kingpin, come back out and say, I want a regular life?
We don't have the stove of violence. Still, Kelly, you don't have the stove.
I mean, they feel like they had it all. I mean, my bad, we're bundling off your question.
No, yeah, I'm listening.
They feel like they probably feel like they've had it all, and there's no need to chase for shit that they don't need anymore. They've had all the shit that they don't need.
I believe it's the fear of going back to where they were just leaving and saying, you know what, if I do this way, I'll be straight. At the end of the day, I mean, all that's probably true as well. But once you really been to jail, and you change your life, yeah, it is for the reasons that you just said. But it's the umbrella is, I don't want to go back to jail. Because if you were a kingpin, if you were street wealthy, then you knew what you was doing. You know what I'm saying? If the hood loved you, then you wasn't out there really killing nobody. Like, you just making your money.
But if the hood loved you and you invested the correct way, you'd have some type of policing system out there to where you couldn't be touched. The police wouldn't even be able to get in your vicinity if you built a community like that.
Maybe, but my point is, going to what y'all was talking about earlier, of why people don't like, why things get eradicated and why niggas just don't go back to it, is because of the fear of being eradicated again. Just like a drug dealer.
Yeah,
you was the man in the streets. You go to jail and you're like, man, I gotta get my shit together, get me a quick call.
That's what's held us for centuries.
It's like square one give you that frame of mind. Like,
no slave want to go back to slavery.
Why would I want to go back? You feel me? Right. Why would I want to go do that again? go through that pain again if I got to this point.
And then I psychologically, so you'll trick yourself to say, man, slow money better than no money. I feel you. That's true. But, well then, AKA, why are you trying to be a rapper? Because you still have the hustler inside of you, but you know, I ain't trying to go to jail, but they can't grow me in jail for CDs. So you're
trying to tiptoe around it instead of going.
You're trying to tiptoe around who you are because of the fear. A 9 to 5 ain't you, bro.
You can't operate on fear.
So the first thing you want to do, I'm going to rap. Fuck it. The rapping and murdering, I'm going to manage. You're going to do something outside of just going to get, until it's your, look, I got me a tweak for a guy to do what you got to do. Because you refuse to do what? Go back to jail. It's always the fear. And that's why it's so hard for people to build something. And then once it get eradicated, try to build it again because they've the fear of being eradicated. You know what I'm saying? So,
you don't want all that to be like,
so I just tell my people who build something, I don't give a fuck of what you're selling or what you're doing as a people or as an individual. You build something, somebody eradicates it, then before you build again, contain that problem and then build.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, then you just got a virus. You're right. It's just like a virus.
It's just like a virus.
I just, I took one pill today, I'm good. It's straight. But no, you ain't really sick about the problem. Left it there and then try to move on. You're right.
You took care of the symptoms. You don't worry about the disease. Yeah, I feel exactly what you're saying. And that's what I mean.
You can't simply take care of it. You got to take care of it.
And that's why my uncle Darnell, God rest his soul, that's what he always said.
It ain't even got nothing.
Because he used to hate that I dated white girls. You hear me? So he used to always say, hey, boy, listen, I know what you're doing. Do what you do, whatever, whatever. Don't ignore the enemy. It is what it is, man. That's what he used to tell me all the time. Man, I'm 14. Let me live. Nah, man. Listen.
Planting that bullshit in y'all.
You know what I'm saying? He tried to hit me with it. That's how I learned about Yahweh and everything. He taught me everything I know black, I learned from him. You know what I'm saying? He had a point. You know what I'm saying? But you can't help who you want to love it. And it is what it is.
But it just lets you know. The people is just, they did that. It ain't, you not blaming. Like I'm not blaming her. It ain't like we would be blaming her. You right. Feel me? We're not blaming her. We're blaming those that created this shit. So therefore,
and
if their ass was black and they did this, we would be on the same accord.
That is
if
all
they were, you know what I'm saying? If there were any other race and they did this to us, what had happened through history, then we would still feel the same way about whoever that is. It ain't got nothing to do with color. So that's what we really need to understand.
And that's all I'm trying
anything,
to say.
More than anything.
You just
ain't got nothing to do with color. It's just white people did it. So they the damn enemy. Those the ones that gotta go.
Now I wouldn't say they have to go. I'm saying the teachings of racism.
That's what I'm saying. That has to go. Like that. But it's gonna die.
I mean, hey, you know what I'm saying? There's no progress without struggle. I understand exactly where you're coming from.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that the teachings of racism have to be eradicated. And
exactly,
yes,
that's what
have we made?
Like, not the people, because I don't want, you know, I don't want.
Yeah,
not
hurt, but
because that don't make nothing better. But at the same time, the way. Their frame of mind.
Have we made progress? Of course. But you know what I'm saying? If I stab you in the chest and pull the knife out 10 inches and it went in 20, yes, I'm making progress, but I still got a knife in you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
it's like, yeah.
Do y'all have credit?
But you know. But anywho, hey, get your Instagram or whatever on that thing.
Instagram at Lee Hansel, Lee Son _ Hansel. You know, follow me on Instagram. Probably be getting on a couple more of these stoner talks with my bro, man. Y'all check us out, man. Appreciate you for having me, man.
Instagram. Anything else you
want to
say?
Nah,
you don't gotta be that close to it.
Hey, man, I'm bro.
This nigga,
hey,
Graham.
Man, yeah, you know, it's Druggy here. Follow me at druggy.unlimited on Instagram and shit like that. Yeah, I don't know what to say. Yeah,
talk,
you know.
Yeah,
hey,
it's all right,
nice being featured, bro. Appreciate you for having me too.
It's the best way to do it because anybody on that, they
saw it. Oh, yeah, I was high as shit.
I'm gonna just name this one the Stoner Session.
Oh, you started for it?